Good day, Baltimore. Welcome to the show. I'm Devontae Berry. I'm a student reporter here for WEAA Radio 88.9 FM. And today I'm joined by Morgan grads and founding partners of Bearway Capital. Thank you guys for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having us on. Appreciate it.
All right, so if you guys just want to take a little bit of time just to introduce yourselves.
I'll begin. So the thank you game we're having us on, I really do appreciate it. So we are all, as you know, alumni of Morgan State University. We graduated from Morgan State University School of Engineering, and we met in Morgan State University, became friends, and have been friends ever since. I'll begin by introducing myself, and I'll let my cohorts do the same. So my name is Chukwuemeka Obiakar. I go by Obi. I graduated from Morgan State University School of Engineering in 2011, and ever since then I've worked in investment banking in New York. I'll just pause and let my cohorts do the same.
Okay. Hey, Devontae. Name is also Chukwuemeka Igwilo. I go by Emeka. I also graduated from Morgan State, the Electrical Engineering Department in 2011. Since then, I've worked in the power industry here in Baltimore.
Hi, so my name is Aken, also graduated from the School of Engineering at Morgan State. I currently live and work in Boston as a software engineer at the tech firm.
Hi, Devontae. My name is Joseph Akam, also a Morgan alum. Graduated in 2013 from Morgan State University. My bachelor's in electrical engineering. I currently work in a leading investment bank as well in Baltimore. And I have been within the industry for about 8 years.
Well, thank you guys again for being here. So just to start off, could you just tell me a little bit about Bearway Capital and what it is that you guys do?
So, I can take that, so Bearway Capital is, we founded that as an angel investment firm. And, as student Morgan, we were surrounded by a lot of young enterprising colleagues of ours, with great business ideas. But one of the things that we noticed going into a lot of our years through Morgan is a lot of the HBCU students and the ideas that they came up with rarely ever got the funding needed to actually transform those ideas into reality. A lot of the news at the time was filled with stories from college students from, mostly predominantly white institutions getting funding from traditional VCs. But really, we wanted to understand what was going on with that. And, our research showed a huge discrepancy between the number of highly skilled HBCU graduates and the number of the HBCU entrepreneurs that actually got funding to develop the ideas. One of this, from the research that we found, just 1%, according to, Rate My Investor, 1% of all VC-funded businesses are Black-owned. Entrepreneurs from Silicon Valley, New York City, and Massachusetts alone accounted for over 60% of VC-funded businesses. But what really is at the root of this is no one group, no one person has, the exclusive right on great ideas. However, lack of equitable access to funding essentially has created this closed market that we are seeing here. So what Bearway Capital is trying to do through this HBCU New Venture Challenge is we're aiming to address this funding gap, and focus the spotlight on HBCUs.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to add?
No, I mean, nothing else to add, but I echo Emeka's sentiments. And I think just, if there's anything to add to that, I would just say, as each one of us mentioned during, our introductions, we've been in various industries, each one of us for at least, half a decade. And as individuals that, represents an underrepresented demographic, we know how challenging it is for people like us to attain meaningful positions within our industries, and the idea behind establishing GLE Capital, the angel investment outlet, is also to provide funding generally to underrepresented entrepreneurs so that they can actually bring their ideas to the fore of industry and actually become leaders in the industry. So this is sort of one way to chip away at that problem. And the problem being, we have few people like us are at executive positions within our various industries. So this is one way to also tackle that problem.
So yeah, Devante, I echo both of their sentiment, or their statement rather, Emeka and Obe. So the other thing though is we all went to Morgan, as you know, and at some point in time we all had ideas, and we probably could have got, if we had gotten funding at some point, we probably would have, moved forward with that idea. And so that's the gap we're trying to bridge here to, provide this kind of like funding to students like ours when we were students at the time, and, make their idea come to fruition.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of that, I have heard about the HBCU New Venture Challenge that you guys have started. So if you could just tell me a little bit more about that and what you hope to accomplish, and then also why you kind of already answered it, but why you felt like this was important to do specifically for HBCU students.
We are all beneficiaries of some type of award or the other when we went to Morgan. We all got like scholarship going to Morgan and graduated from Morgan, and it's a way to kind of like, meet them at specific points, meaning, they have a great business idea. We want to reach back to our HBCU students and even HBCU alum, if they have like, a great idea. And so that's why we pretty much, focused on like HBCU schools. And beyond that, we want to just embody that spirit of excellence between within the Black community, and make sure that the idea comes to fruition and shouldn't stop them to like actualizing the idea just because of like funding and stuff and whatnot. And so that's the gap we're trying to bridge here.
Just to add to that,
I'll just say, at a very personal level, and I think, my colleague Emeka hinted at this, we all went to Morgan State University, we were very, present and active in sort of student life. Morgan State University representing other HBCUs, that you have a number of really smart, enterprising, young people that attend HBCUs, and they're they're bursting with ideas. And we witnessed this firsthand attending Morgan State University. As I mentioned, there is this challenge that we're hoping to meet. And as Emeka also mentioned, there is unequal access to funding for underrepresented entrepreneurs. And so, given that challenge and given where we're coming from, which is from Morgan State University and HBCU, we thought the one way to sort of start addressing those challenges is to launch this HBCU New Venture Challenge. So that's sort of one way amongst a number of ways to meet the challenge of unequal access to funding for underrepresented entrepreneurs, and secondly, to encourage, young entrepreneurs to, seek and attain senior positions, executive positions within their various industries. And then what do we hope to achieve? I think I'll just sort of summarize that in sort of two things. I think the first thing ultimately is, as you may already know, the winner or the winning team gets you know, seed funding of up to $25,000, and so we're making that investment, and we want, you know, the winner to actually, you know, develop that idea and hopefully, you know, bring that idea to market, to make it a marketable product. So that's one thing. And at the same time, you know, this is a competition, it's a challenge where we're looking to get engagement from different HBCUs. Mm-hmm. And as a consequence of this, we're looking to inspire HBCU students that were not already thinking as entrepreneurs to start thinking as entrepreneurs. We want to engage them and, you know, have them know that, you know, they're already very creative people, and, you know, there are people like us out there that want to see them get into this space. And so we want to, you know, inspire them. Not to say they're not already inspired, but sort of inspire those that are not already inspired, and those that are already inspired, and, you know, inspire them more, and, you know, let them know that there are people like us out there that want to have them even more engaged in this space.
Yeah, and just to add to that, you know, like pretty much what OB was saying, the HBCU community is our community, is our network, is our ecosystem, is something that we grew up in, is something that educated us, is something that we're part of, and we still are a part of. So really, you know, comparing the HBCUs to other predominantly white institutions, and like I mentioned, you know, there is no barrier to great ideas. The problem is that barrier to manifesting those ideas because of that funding. So really, you know, ultimately it's just trying to eliminate the question of, you know, where are all these great ideas from HBCUs, and change or at least transform that question into why aren't we investing more in such brilliant ideas? Because by having this competition, we're going to be elevating, you know, the profiles of HBCUs across, you know, around the country.
I've noticed that you guys have opened up the competition to the top 21 HBCUs. Just kind of explain a little bit why it's just limited to the top 21 instead of, you know, all of the HBCUs.
So I can take that. So for that one, I guess the specific reason for that is resources, really. That's the first thing. You know, we just started this company. It's just five of us right now. So being able to actually create and develop and launch this competition and provide a quality product without at the same time spreading ourselves too thin, our goal is to be able to basically to just channel our effort for this inaugural event to these schools and just say, you know what, let's limit it and let's produce that, you know, let's produce this event. Let's actually have something that is viable, that some people are bought into, people are seeing, and then in the future actually expand to, you know, other HBCUs.
And I think, you know, this is a decision we struggle with because I think part of the motivating reason for doing this is to open up access to funding for all underrepresented minorities that actually do require or need access. And and so the initial thought process was, you know, to open it up to all HBCUs students, but you know, as Emeka mentioned, it's just a compromise between making sure that we channeled our, you know, at this point, our limited resources efficiently. But the plan is, you know, this will actually become a recurring effort. So the plan is to have this next year and the year after, and, you know, in the near future, hopefully as soon as possible, when we have this again, it's actually opened up to, you know, more HBC students from more schools. But it's a decision we really struggled with. And it was just a compromise we had to make because it's just sort of five of us starting out now, and we wanted to make sure we channeled our resources efficiently and pertaining to, you know, reaching out to the schools, the leaders of the HBCs, making sure we get the right engagement from students. And, but in the near future, we definitely will have we'll definitely open this up
So it is you guys' hope to turn this into like an annual challenge and to allow more people, more participation from other schools?
Oh yes, that's the plan. So as Emeka and Obi already mentioned, we don't like spread ourselves too thin on this first go round, but it's gonna be an annual event, and we plan to open it to other HBCU schools.
Okay. All right. So then, when you guys do select the winner, just tell me a little bit about the process of assisting them with being successful after the competition. Like, are you guys going to be able to mentor them throughout?
So I can speak to that briefly. So I think even before the competition is over, during the competition, during the later stages of the competition, there will be targeted mentoring provided to the participating students. So meaning it will pair the students who are competing in the later stages. For now, we have around 3 and 4. We'll pair them up with mentors, actual mentors in the industry that have experience with entrepreneurship and developing products. And so even before they get to the final point, they're already receiving that mentorship. And now, after we get a winner and we make the decision to invest seed capital of $25,000, at that point, the winner would have already been receiving mentoring, and at the point where we make that investment, there will even be more sort of mentoring aimed at the winner. So we are at this point, connecting with various leaders within the industry and having them partner with us. And so the plan is not just to make that investment and stand back. We have a vested interest in making sure that the winner of the competition becomes successful. So in addition to that, funding, there'll be sort of mentoring along the way to make sure that the entrepreneurs are provided with everything they need in terms of mentorship, guidance from people who've done this before, because ultimately we do want this to result in the winner of having or bringing transforming their idea into a viable product. So all that will be provided after the competition concludes. And as I mentioned, even before the competition is over, it will actually begin from round 3 and 4. So we're very serious about making sure that they're provided all the materials they need, funding, networking, and otherwise, and just really serious about making sure that they are able to bring their ideas to the marketplace.
Okay, and we were just joined by one more person, so you can go ahead and introduce yourself for us, please.
Yeah, sure. My name is Sommi Kasano, alum of Morgan State University as well, 2011. Electrical engineering was my major while I was at Morgan.
Okay.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you for doing it. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. So just for those who don't know, Bearway Capital, you guys are a group of angel investors, correct?
That is correct.
All right. So could you just kind of explain the difference between being an angel investor group versus venture capitalists?
Of course. I think I'll just say in simple terms, I guess an angel investment outlet is could be just sort of a single individual or a collection of individuals who are friends or family. So in our case, we're friends, all went to Morgan State University, and we're sort of identifying entrepreneurs that we're looking to make investments in. And I guess versus your classic venture capital outlet that has more, I would say, more rigid legal and capital structures. But for all intents and purposes, the sort of the purpose of venture capital outlet and angel investment outlets are largely similar in the sense they're both established to make initial like early stage investments into entrepreneurs. I think the fundamental difference here is just sort of the legal and capital structures. Like a venture capital firm is set up more, more as a corporation, and has very well defined, legal structures. But the angel investment outlet is just collection of people, in this case, five of us, all alumni of Morgan State University. We have identified that we want to make seed capital investments. Early stage seed capital investments to entrepreneurs, and sort of we're doing it in this case collectively, but you could do it individually as well. So that's sort of the fundamental difference here.
Yeah, and just to add to that, the like Obi was mentioning, as angel investors, this is at least for this inaugural competition, we are pulling together our own funds. So this is all funded by Bearway Capital. For this inaugural competition, and that is another primary difference, being that we are the ones sourcing the funds as investments into these early stage companies. On the other hand, with venture capital firms, it tends to be a group money pulled from investment companies, corporations, pension funds, and different things like that.
All right, and then for the students who are interested, just kind of tell us a little bit about the steps for the HBCU Venture Challenge. What will be the different steps that they would each have to go through to make the final round?
Okay, sure, not a problem. So the competition is actually going to have four rounds in total. The first round, the expectation is for participating students to submit 200 word executive summary that describes what their business idea is all about, and then also provide a 90 second video pitch in which they'll have 90 seconds to put their best foot forward and describe the idea in a very, very catchy way. So the expectation here is, you describe your idea, tell us what is unique, and what is the new thing, what's the next best thing that you're trying to talk about, all within 90 seconds for the first round. And then you transition to the second round, right? Those who move to the second round are expected to provide us with a business plan, the business plan in which they'll be describing, more details, more granular details about the business idea that they're putting forward. And then when they get to the third round, they will be given a presentation to a panel of judges, where they'll talk about the business idea, talk about their business plan, and then talk about additional details, again, of the business idea. And then finally, you get to the grand finale, where the remaining teams would then present their business ideas to a live public audience. And we plan to host this at Morgan State University. They'll present to the general public. Everyone will have an opportunity to listen to what they have to say. And then the judges there would select the winner of the competition on that particular day. The grand finale is going to take place on November 20. We expect it to be a success.
Okay. For folks who are looking for more information on that, you can find that information on our website, bearwaycapital.com or hbcunvc.com. Specifically hbcunvc.com, you find more information on pretty much the steps that Sami just went through. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at bearwaycapital, and to get up to speed on those details.
Last question for you guys. Is there just anything else that you want to add, anything that I might have not asked that you just want to mention?
I can take that. Really, we've had the conversation early, and a lot of my partners have talked about the hope and the goal, the expectation of this competition is to actually bridge that gap, that funding gap. And, you know, what Bearway is trying to do here is that within the next 5 years, you know, we're trying to invest in at least 50 underrepresented entrepreneurs and businesses. And, you know, we're trying to get that, you know, make that a reality with this grassroots approach. You know, like we talked about further down the road, we'll be expanding this to HBCUs nationwide, but really ultimately what the core goal is here is just to ensure that that funding gap that is currently creating this closed market that we're seeing is equitably bridged, you know, to expand the spotlight to the marginalized entrepreneur.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing to add there is, we are really, you're passionate about this. The only thing left to say here is we encourage, you know, all HBC students that will be, you know, listening to this, go out there, you know, pair up with your friends, you know, turn in an application. We are looking forward to engaging with a lot of HBC students during, you know, this competition. So I encourage as many HBC students that are interested to just go ahead and, you know, I think the first step to actually getting something like this done, which is, you know, becoming an entrepreneur, is to take that first step, you know, put together a lot of, you know, prospective entrepreneurs already thinking like that. It's just sort of putting, you know, pen to paper and putting that into like a business plan. But sort of, I think we're trying to simplify that process with the way we have, you know, organized the rounds of the competition, which is, you know, the first round is like a 90-second video pitch. So we want, you know, the entrepreneurs to progressively get into sort of that flow. And so we encourage them to, you know, turn in an application. We're looking forward to engaging with you. You know, go to our website, bearwaycapital.com. We have your social media handles and Twitter, Instagram. We also have a LinkedIn page. Engage with us. We are looking to engage with you. I think it'll be a very exciting competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And don't forget, the competition starts August 1st, so feel free to participate. We can't wait to engage everyone.
Okay. Well, for all HBCU business owners, this is a great opportunity. So definitely put in your applications. And I can't wait to see you guys at the final challenge on November 20th?
That is correct.
And on behalf of my partners, and, you know, I'd like to thank you, Devante, for giving us this opportunity to actually talk about, you know, this wonderful competition that, you know, I imagine is going to really bring a lot of conversation and a lot of spotlight to that HBCU community. So again, thank you for that.
Of course. Thank you again for joining me today. Again, I'm Devante Berry, and these are the founding partners of Bearway Capital.
Thank you, Devante.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.